This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists downgrade from grade A supply? Grade A supply, why do they downgrade to somebody else with less looks, less money, whatever? So, to a lot of narcissists and toxic people, y'all, looks don't matter. That's one of the, I'm telling y'all, this is one of the main comments that I get in my comment section. It's like, why did they downgrade? My ex moved on to someone who's just a whale, who's just out of shape. They are broke. They have no money. They have nothing. They have nothing on me. Why did they go to this person? Such a downgrade. First of all, y'all, I'm just telling y'all, to a lot of narcissists, to a lot of narcissists, looks don't matter. Looks don't matter. I tell people, like, to a lot of narcissistic people, looks do not matter. You can be less conventionally attractive than my current partner, but I get more from you. I have more control over you. You fit me better for this situation in my life. It happens. I'm telling y'all, it happens all the time, and it leaves people's minds blown. One of the main things, it makes you, yourself, the survivor or whatever, the survivor of the narcissistic person, it makes you question yourself and things like that. It makes you question yourself, make you question your authenticity, makes you question your self-worth and your self-value and things like that. Makes you question your looks. You're like, what the hell's wrong with me? I'm this. I have all this going for me, but they left me for somebody who's out of shape, who has no money, broke, nothing. They have nothing on me. And this is not, y'all know, this is not gender specific. This is not sexuality specific. You know what I mean? It happens all the time. They will downgrade because it's more control. And plus, it makes you feel a certain type of way. Sometimes if a narcissistic person I've seen this happen. If a narcissist or a toxic person downgrades, I do that in air quotes. If y'all listen to this on the podcast, if a narcissist or toxic person downgrades, it's to make you feel a certain type of way about yourself. It just is. You know what I mean? And plus, the next person just might be easier to control. To a narcissist, there's no such thing as a downgrade. It's to you, in your eyes, you feel like it's a downgrade because the person, you might feel like you look better than the person, you're more successful than the person, you have so much more going for you than this other person. But a lot of times it gets to the point where in a narcissist's mind, you outgrow us. You might outgrow that narcissistic person, or you are about to outgrow them. They can sense it. I tell y'all, a lot of times, a lot of narcissists are in very, very intuitive people. And they can sense it when you're unhappy. They can sense it when you're about to move on. They can sense it when you're about to take the next steps or something like that. They can sense it when you're about to, you know, move on. They feel like you're going to replace them. So what they do, they replace you first. They move on to someone else and they replace you first. And this happens a lot of times right here, y'all. It doesn't happen all the time. It happens a lot of times, though. When you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, when they move on to a supply that you feel like they downgraded. They move on to a person that you feel like they downgraded to, and they keep you on the hook. You're fighting and battling, competing with this new person, and a narcissistic person now has you and the new person. I've seen, and it happens all the time. They get to go back and forth between you and the new supply, and they have this triangle situation happens. Don't let that happen, y'all. I mean, y'all be up here battling, fussing, and fighting. And a lot of times in these situations, the narcissistic person doesn't have anything to offer. They literally just, the only thing they have to offer is their body. You know what I mean? The only thing they have to offer is their body. I remember I talked to a woman a long time ago, y'all. Long time ago. Beautiful woman. She had got her degree or whatever. She is upgrading her life. Beautiful woman. Her narcissistic partner left her for somebody else that, you know, he wasn't working. He was like on the couch or whatever, and she was getting frustrated with him. And one day she came home and he was gone. And he had moved in with, like, I guess, one of
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One of his old co-workers from a job he had 2 years ago, one of his old co-workers, friends, who was a woman, and she took care of him and stuff like that. He moved on to a better situation. Because a lot of times in these situations, when they downgrade physically, you're dealing with a bum narcissist. A lot of times this happens, you're dealing with a bum narcissistic person that you're taking care of anyway. So they move on to a situation where somebody else can take care of them. And like I said, looks don't matter. Those cheeks are just as clappable as your cheeks. You know what I mean? So that happens a lot of times when you deal with narcissistic people. Because I know some people consider themselves grade A supply. Like, I was grade A supply. I did everything for that narcissistic person. I did everything for that their toxic ass. I did everything for them. All of it. I did the Kama Sutra. I cooked. I cleaned. I paid all the bills. I did this. I did that. You can do everything. And that just goes to show you. To me, I don't believe in grade A supply. I just think supply, first of all. But that just goes to show you that nothing you do for a narcissist will ever be enough. We're always moving the goalpost. Our mindsets are always changing to we want more. We want different. We are always moving around. Our minds are so malleable that we change it up. We change our likes and dislikes up overnight sometimes. So you're going above and beyond because you think I like this, and it flips up and now I like this, and now you are confused as hell. I know y'all see the shirt right here, y'all. This is one of the new shirts. Part of the brand, the I Love Me brand. I'm aware. Y'all know self-love. Awareness is the first key in self-love. And it fits me because, you know, I'm the self-aware narcissist. fantastic. But that's how it works, though, y'all. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, toxic person, whoever you're dealing with, just understand that they'll move on to someone else and looks don't matter. Sometimes money doesn't matter. Sometimes it's just convenience. Sometimes it's just control. Sometimes it's just to hurt you. Because sometimes you know this person they move on to. They're your friend. They're your family member. They move on to somebody that you think is doing less than you or doing worse than you, and they move on to them. Sometimes they're feeling uncomfortable with your growth makes them uncomfortable. So they just like, you know what? I'm going over here because this person will take care of me. Sometimes in a situation, a narcissistic person will go after someone that has low self-esteem about themselves or doesn't have a lot of relationship experience. They'll go after someone like that because they're easier to manipulate, easier to control and things like that. And they're more likely to believe that narcissistic person over you. So even if you reach out to them and say, hey, I took care of them. I did this. I did that. Blah, 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 blah. You can tell them all that stuff and they won't listen to you. They won't believe it. They'll be like, okay, cool. You're lying. You know, I'm going to trust them over you. Bye. They'll say that. They'll do that type of stuff, y'all. So if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, understand that this is part of the game, y'all. It's part of it. And it hurts your feelings. I know it hurts y'all's feelings when they move on to someone else. Just like if you move on to someone else. So in a lot of narcissist minds, you can't upgrade from them. They think you're the best. They think that they are the best you're going to get. They just do, y'all. I had to slide my Crocs back on. I'm standing barefoot. They think that they're the best you're going to get. So even if you move on to someone else, they'll try. Because I've done this before in my head. I try to figure out how I'm better than the person that you moved on to. You know, so the opposite, we don't think you upgrade. You mean we'll find some way, shape, or form that we're better than them, or we'll just convince ourselves in our heads that you're just using the other person. Oh, you just use that person for money, whatever. They be back. I can get you back. That's why sometimes if you move on, if you decide you want to move on, they'll go irate. They'll go crazy at you and things like that. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like I said, support the brand if you haven't already. If you don't want to, I'm still thankful y'all watch the video or listen to the podcast. I'm going to be expanding the podcast on Sunday. I think Saturdays or Sunday. I'm going to start doing a live, not a live, I'm going to start having a guest on here, y'all. I'm going to expand it. The podcast is growing. I'm so super thankful for everybody who's left positive reviews on Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere, iHeartRadio, Amazon. Thank y'all so much. Like, seriously, we're about to expand this and take it to the next level. We're going to start having guests on. This is not going to be like the typical guest show where everybody got to be famous or represent. I'm going to have normal people on there telling their stories, y'all, because normal people's stories can help normal people. You know, the average American or the average Canadian or the average European somewhere, the average Hispanic person. You know, here we go, y'all. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. I'm aware. Mental Illness is out. Peace.